Hi there, Carl Matthew, coach, strategist and author of a number of books, my latest book being Decision Making Mastery. If you haven't checked that out, do yourself a favour. If you think you could improve your decision making skills, I think we all could, check that out and you'll learn some very practical tips. So welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And as I look out over my balcony, beautiful blue skies, a few scattered clouds, gorgeous day, beautiful breeze blowing in. So I hope it's a gorgeous day wherever you are listening to this. Now, as always, I want the Life Masterclass podcast to be about really practical tips, tools and strategies to help you elevate your level of vitality, vibrancy, health, sanity, joy, peacefulness, and anything else you want to put into that plethora of elevated emotional states. And a lot of times I choose subjects based on coaching conversations I've had. Now, I've been coaching now for about 13 years. If you don't know any of my background, in the military for about 14 years as an officer, 5 years consulting to Olympic Games around the world, and in Bali for the last 13 years, lucky me. So today I want to talk about this idea, and it came up very much with a recent client of mine, this idea of radical self-care and this idea that what may have worked in the past may not necessarily work now. You know, a lot of times it's about acknowledging that there's different phases of our life, and during those phases of our life we may need more of this, less of this, a bit more of that. It might be as we're doing activities, we might need a different nutritional input than other times based on the activities we're doing, based on the environment. So a lot of, you know, I'm all about terrain theory, being tuned in to the environment. And as the environment changes around me, as things change around me, I might need to modify and adjust things in my life. So what I've found with myself and with my clients is during this, last 12 months and, you know, this shenanigans and, you know, stuff continues through and into 2021, and we're just, you know, we're in May now, so we're well and truly into 2021, and there's still a lot of stuff going on around us. And this affects us, it can affect us directly, and it can also affect us at an energetic level as well. I was listening to a great energy reader, this guy called Lee Harris. He does channeling, but also gets a sort of the pulse of the energy of the planet. And there's people that are more tuned in to the energy, so they feel a little bit more of the vibe going on around them. And he gives his interpretation of it. And sort of talking about, you know, we can be okay in our life, but if there's lots of fracture happening around us, if there's lots of disharmony around us, that is going to affect us. You know, we're this electromagnetic field, that's what we exist, and we're part of this unified quantum field, again, of vibrational frequency, of electromagnetic frequency. So we can't have an electromagnetic frequency experience happening somewhere outside of us and think that it won't have any impact on us. So we acknowledge and realize that, you know, things are a little bit different. So for me, what may have worked in the past, particularly with my self-care routine, may not necessarily work now. I may have to turn the dial up on that self-care routine to, you know, allow myself to navigate more easefully and joyfully through this life experience. And I've certainly found that. And it's, you know, radical self-care things like if 7.5 hours sleep or 7 hours sleep was good for you 2 years ago, maybe in this period of time it's not enough. Maybe you need 8, 8.5, 9 hours for your body to reorganize itself, for the autonomic nervous system to come back into balance and harmony, for the brain to process stuff from short term to long term and like to get rid of all the toxicity in the brain. So maybe you need more time for that. You know, maybe you need more general rest through your day so you have more breaks through your day. Maybe that lunchtime is extended. You know, not because you're sort of playing up and you want to be truant and run away from work, but maybe you need a little bit more time of like spaciousness. For me, I meditate and I've meditated daily and I've realized my meditation isn't enough to have me in the elevated emotional state I want to be in and I need to be in for my work. when I'm coaching someone, I need to be in this elevated emotional state. I need to be in a high vibrational frequency so that I can hold this space for that and I can lift someone up out of their sort of their heavier emotional state. So I need to be in this elevated state. So in the past, my meditations were doing a pretty good job of that, but I realized that they're not enough. I need to turn the volume up on these meditations I'm doing to do longer, deeper meditations. I might need to do more processing techniques to process my emotions. I might need to like get a little bit tweaky with my diet and make sure that I'm getting, you know, I'm having a lot less processed food and I'm having a lot more, you know, whole food, plant-based nutrition to like give me that greater sense of vitality, the greater amount of fiber, the greater amount of water nutrient or water content, and micronutrients. So I might need all of that. So again, my self-care might be I need to push some things away. I need to say no to some things. I might need to wind down my work to 4 days a week so I've got enough space to like handle different things going on around me. So what can you do in your life? What's worked for you in the past? Maybe you need to change around your physical activity routine. Maybe you did 3 days a week and you realize I actually need to do a little bit more physical and you turn it up to 4 or 5. Maybe within that physical routine, you sort of mix it up a little bit. You sort of have, you know, that long, I'd take a long sort of 1.5 to 2 hour walk on the beach each Monday morning. So I had that long, slow walk, again, just as a different rhythm for my body. Then I might have something that's like more working against my body weight. So do you need to mix some things up differently there? Do you need to make a point? So this client I was talking to was talking about, you know, in their normal, passive, everyday life, they weren't having that much social interaction. So then I said, you know, maybe you need to actually actively set up some social engagements. They might be some conversations with people as best as possible. Get some, you know, real physical contact with people. If you're in a place where you can still get some physical manipulation, whether that's some massage, whether that's some acupuncture or something like that, those self-care activities along the way as well. So the big takeaway out of this conversation with you now is to acknowledge that if the environment around you is a little bit more hectic, if there's a little bit more uncertainty, if there's more unknown, and that's causing you at a nervous system level to feel a heightened sense of anxiety than you would normally experience in normal life, then there might be some extra things you need to add into that. It might even be setting up some counselling sessions, have that conversation with that psychiatrist or psychologist, have that coaching session, like whatever it is, this self-care thing, like get the support around you to help you navigate your way through this. Another thing I like is, you know, what are you doing creatively? Because for me, creativity brings a little bit more heart and like brings this energy up and brings something from within coming out. So again, what could you do creatively that brings you into a little bit more of your own space where you control what you're bringing forth? You're less influenced by things around you. You're bringing something up from within. So again, be creative about different things that you could add into your life. You know, look at your morning routine. Look at your daily routine. Is this something you need to do? Maybe you need to finish work earlier. Maybe you don't take any work home. Maybe you allow your work performance to be at 80%. You know, step it down from 100%, go 80% and go, I need to go at 80% for a period of time so I can sustain my health, my sanity, my good vibes and all of that sort of thing. Like, you know, be self-aware enough to realize I do need a bit of help, I do need a bit of extra, I do need something else that allows me to, you know, be in a little bit more peaceful experience. I realized the other day I haven't laughed as much as I normally would over the last 12 months. And normally when we're laughing, you know, good neurochemicals going through our bodies, as our stomach is, you know, contracting from that laughter thing, we're massaging the internal organs, we're releasing a bit of tension that could be occurring in our stomach that we might be holding on from anxiety. So again, maybe I sort of watch some comedy movies or I, you know, ring up my funniest friend and I like have a yak to my funniest friend just to get a little bit of that joyful playfulness going on. Get playfulness, there's another word. How could you introduce a little bit more playfulness into your daily life? I even talked to this client about like color, like put some flowers in so it's a bit more bright, a bit more vibrancy there. Making up salads, put different colors in there, sort of mix it up there. So again, there's that brightness and vibrancy to it. So all of these things that you can do to bring back a little bit of lightness, a little bit of brightness, a little bit of stability emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically, even spiritually. Maybe you need to pray a little bit more and make that prayer a part of it. Maybe you need to create a little shrine and a little bit of area where you feel that you get grounded. Maybe you need to spend more time out in Mother Nature, and I highly recommend that. And one of the things I recommended for this client was, you know, barefoot on Mother Earth, like, you know, take the shoes off. Maybe you're sitting in a park on a bench, shoes off, feet on the grass, feet in the soil, and actually grounding yourself like that. Looking around at Mother Nature as well, seeing that Mother Nature is, you know, A-okay, everything's beautiful, fine, working in harmony out there, regardless of what, you know, human stuff is being dreamed up or played out or whatever, Mother Nature still maintains her thing. So I think I've got enough ideas there for you, and that's, I just want to plant these seeds and plant the philosophical idea that at different times and different phases of our life, we might need to do things differently. What worked in the past may not necessarily work in this present moment. So I encourage you to revisit what you're doing, how you're doing it, to see if you need to soup things up a little bit more. Whether you need to get help outside of yourself, again, to bring things back into a little bit more harmony, more conversations with those close friends of yours. You've got the idea. You've got the concept. You've got little different ideas that I've sprinkled out through this conversation. And as always, if you've got any questions, you know, just reach out to me directly. I don't do the social media thing so much, so reach out to me via my website, carlmassey.com. Go to the contacts and send something through to me there, and you'll get my email address there as well. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, do the click on the like thing, subscribe. Do not push the dinger buzz. You don't want to be alerted at all. There's enough things distracting you in life as it is. If you haven't grabbed a copy of Decision Making Mastery, you can grab that from Amazon Kindle version, paperback version. I strongly recommend that as well. So I think that's about all. I hope that you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are, this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. All the very best and take care.